When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're going to get into something just as insane, just as ridiculous, perhaps, just as hard to figure out. And that is what is going on Capitol Hill. Now, listen, neither one of us are experts. Neither one of us regularly follow politics and government and whatnot. There's all sorts of things being said. There's all sorts of reports. I mean, I absolutely, trust a guy like Eric Flack from WUSA 9, who I know you had on your show last night, right? And the biggest development since we left the air, and I don't remember if you talked about this because I only heard part of the interview, was there was this guy, I don't know who this guy was, who Elon Musk retweeted with wrong information that the federal government was, or that the DC government, I should say, was paying the federal government or paying for and using taxpayer money to secure the rights to the RFK campus, which is categorically 1,000% untrue.
Yeah, that's to me a small thing to this. Elon Musk, what is his title? He's in charge of restoring the government or something. Whatever. He's a dope. Let me give you the latest.
I don't know what his official title is. Influential he is.
Let me fill you in because I feel like after talking to Flack last night, I'm a lot.
Okay, please do.
More up to speed. Someone just tweeted, I have a new drinking game. Every time y'all say context, take a shot. I would be drunk off my ass.
Yeah, that's true. We do say a lot of context and nuance.
But no, the context of what Flack told me last night, and I'm being facetious, is basically, and this is where your frustration lies, is that it feels like as each moving day passes, there is a new hurdle, a new development with this whole RFK debacle, right, as I'm calling it.
Right.
Eric Flack last night basically alluded to the fact that Republicans are going to push very, very hard at including this RFK spending in their bill. They don't want to include it. There are Republicans that are going to play the morality card the way I have and said, hey, look, there are other ways to invest that money than a sports stadium. And, I have long said that I think Maryland has what it takes to house the new stadium. I know Josh Harris and company want D.C. because the fans want D.C. Josh Harris and them have done everything right since they've gotten here, correct?
I don't know if I would say everything they've done a lot of things right.
Besides hiring that guy that ended up getting exposed for calling the players stupid and illiterate. Remember that? That's probably the one blemish.
That was the analytics guy that everybody ran around celebrating.
No, not Eugene Shen. Oh. I was talking about the guy that got exposed on Busby.
Oh, gotcha. No, but they didn't hire him.
Oh, they didn't hire
him. Yeah, no.
So other than Eugene Shen.
They fired him, but they didn't hire him.
Yeah, it feels like they've done everything correct. Yeah. And I think that is why we're walking on eggshells with the RFK thing, because I do think they're genuinely pushing for it. But at the end of the day, what we got to remember, and this is kind of what Flack alluded to too, like they're going to get, they're going to take the best deal. How much does the hometown discount matter to Josh Harris and company?
Mm-hmm.
Or really to D.C.? Because, they're going to
But you're talking about the financing of the stadium portion.
Right. And it's got to be able to finance it, it's got to pass. And there are real concerns now as to whether or not it's going to pass.
Yeah, Flack was on with me last week, and he said this in a couple of other interviews, that the actual land transfer, this portion that seems to change by the hour is way more significantly important. Wait, that's a lot of similar things. Way more important than the actual financing of the project.
Because you can't do
which
one without,
I was surprised by.
Because you can't do one without the other. How are you going to finance something?
No,
but you don't...
I understand that. But I guess what I'm saying is up until maybe like a week and a half ago when the Maryland fighter jets thing, actually probably before that when Maryland started squawking about, oh, wait a second, unfair advantages, this, that, and the other, I thought it would be, okay, a pretty significant problem. Then it seem to crank up and become a bigger problem with the F-16 fighter jets. Now they seem to have that hurdle taken care of. But what everybody kind of conveniently forgot about was the opposition from government on not only the RFK part of it, but the spending bill in general. And that's part of the problem.
Well, I don't know.
If I understand that correct.
And Flack explained this to me. That, yes. So this RFK legislation is part of, like you mentioned, a bigger federal spending bill, correct?
Yes.
And the deadline for that is coming up like next week. And the possibility right now that the D.C. government federal workers are facing is government workers not getting a check.
Correct.
During the holiday season, which is like inhumane.
Actually, I thought it was... isn't it like tomorrow night at midnight? Maybe
close.
I think it's tomorrow
think it's
night at midnight
night.
Or something like that.
Yeah, maybe tonight at midnight. I don't remember exactly what Eric has
We've
said.
We've dealt with these like budget deadline things before. I remember this
not
seemingly
holiday season.
Yeah,
though,
like well around this, you know, because everybody's looking to get out for vacations and this, that, and the other thing, and they table stuff. This is the first time that it's had a sports component attached to it.
The sports component is way smaller.
Right, they keep saying that, hey, wait a second. It's not to build a football stadium with taxpayer dollars to fund billionaires. It's like what proponents of the spending bill and with this attached is saying, hey, we just want to be able to determine what we can do with this property. Right now, we have no ability to do so.
But they've already, yes, but Chris, you know, in reality, they've made it very clear their intentions and what they intend to do with the land.
But we don't know what the intention is from a financial perspective because they haven't released.
But here's the thing, if you're the D.C. government,
mm-hmm.
even if you do get the control of the land,
mm-hmm.
what is your plan B if Josh Harris and company say, D.C., you're not giving us
no
money?
That's a good question. And don't forget, they've done these confidential financial studies that they paid a lot of money for that they refused to release the results of so that they could determine, okay, can a stadium project be funded and how will it be funded and what structure
will
it be funded?
Well, I have to think that Josh Harris and company are not
I'm sure they know.
They're not showing their face and walking on Capitol Hill saying with their hand out. I think they're going up there saying, hey, look, we got to get a budget done because we'll handle this X portion of the budget and leave the rest up to private funding. What Eric told me last night broke my little heart. Basketball stadiums cost a lot less than football stadiums. So when you see that the Harris Group and Wolf Blitzer Entertainment and corporate company privately funded or are anticipating privately funding the Sixers' new stadium project, it's not the same because that is far less money than...
Well, I've told you that.
I didn't... Maybe it didn't resonate.
Yeah, I mean, $1.3 billion compared to a project that's going to cost $3 billion, maybe even more, is way different.
But what I continue to contest is that, like, and I said this to Flack, okay, maybe they won't fund the whole thing, but they're going to have to, like, fund a big chunk of this. And when I say a big chunk of it, maybe I need to walk it back a little bit. They are going to have to help DC out.
Yes.
I think
they're
not walking away with this being 100% funded by the DC government.
To your point, they have all 20 plus minority investors.
How much money did they negotiate with the revitalization project for Cap One? That was like that's a $3 billion project, ain't it?
What money they're getting from DC? It's like $515 million.
Oh, so it's not even cost of the project.
Oh, the total cost might be completely is different than that. What they're getting from DC government is $515 million.